Your brain is shrinking from non-use. And that explains a lot about your life. They say you use all of your brain. But it is still shrinking. My testing shows that you're only using 1% of what your brain is capable of. You live and learn. But not necessarily from books. Sometimes one thing happening doesn't drive things home. You need a jackhammer. Or two, seemingly independent occurrences. This is what happened yesterday. A little bit of preamble, I have noticed that hordes of people come to my site looking for emotional intelligence and I was puzzled. I didn't understand what the expression means, but instinctively knew that it had something to do with recognizing emotions, expressions of emotions accurately. But little did I know. So I just finished a book, a thriller, my favorite genre, about the college admissions scandal. Cheater's Game by Paul Levine. The lawyer is Jake Lassiter, and the defendant is Jake's nephew, Kip. Kip is brilliant. And emotionally not intelligent. I quote from the book, Kip has nonverbal learning disorder. He misses personality cues and fails to read faces and body language. Kip is a lot smarter than I am, but I can spot a phony and he can't. He has what my granny used to call book smarts. But he lacks street smarts. This discovery came at the same time when nearly every single of my students that bought the site capacity promptly turned it off, either for non-use, or forcefully for not wanting to see what there is to see. How do these things connect? The connection is that emotional intelligence, recognizing accurately the emotions another person expresses with their face, with their body requires one to look. If you don't look, you won't see. Or in the worst case you'll see what you think they're expressing, without every looking. When Plato was talking of the mind as Plato's cave, he was more often referring to facial expressions, and other things that unless you look you won't see. We don't even look at the person we are talking to, and we can't tell if we are being manipulated, dominated, cajoled, duped. Not at all. I just listened to an interview with the Whole Brain coach about the role language and never using our hands in this, never truly utilizing our imagination. We have become a split-brain species, and according to my measurements the average intelligence on the planet has plummeted from 100 to 70 in the past few years. He said that your brain atrophies because of the sloppy and non-expressive language you use, when you never say a full sentence, never actually use the brain and it starts going away. I do see the connection. But this will require for me a lot more looking. I am now putting in a lot of hours and money to study the methodology that will, for the people I work with, their intelligence, and their brain cells. It seems to me, that unless your brain is functioning on a higher level, you are not able to keep DNA capacities active, you don't, can't, and won't do what it takes to do that. Why? You can't see really what to do and how to do it. Even if you intellectually understand that it is necessary. So back to the drawing board, and back to studying new things. One of my students' vibrations suddenly dropped from 200 to 100. His intelligence, of course, dropped with it. Comprehension, everything. I could not tell him the reason, but he figured it out. He wrote, I see that my vibration probably went down because I've been participating in the protests, mostly on Instagram and I'm getting sucked in with emotions. Yeah, good catch. It has happened to me before, getting involved in something that is a protest, against something. Makes you shrink. Okay. What should you do now? I am not sure. Yesterday it was Father's Day, and my site was like an abandoned playground. People were busy doing whatever people do on Father's Day. Very similar effect as the protests from my student above. Any and all activities that don't challenge you to grow are in fact activities to cause shrinkage. Or maybe any and all activities that you do in a way that it doesn't challenge you are activities that cause you to shrink your brain. I do a lot of activities where I could just go through the motions, and allow my brain to shrink. Eat, cook, sleep, walk, read. By setting the context of my life the way I do, the way I teach it, I can transform any and all activities to be growth opportunities. I have an QA, How to Create an Empowering Context in QA, workshop series in the works. I have 3 people registered, I only accept 7. So if you want to learn how to use the life you already have to reverse the brain shrinkage that causes you to be unhappy, unfulfilled, and unaccomplished, this is your opportunity. The sessions will be on Saturdays. So if you are not available on Saturdays, don't buy it. If your IQ is too low, I'll refund your purchase. Go to step 2, go to https://www.yourvibration.com/1/context.